Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio with my producer, Christopher, and welcoming all of you to the show. And because it's a calling show, I invite you to call in 202-570-7057. And we already have quite a number of people calling in, from Pam to Perry to Jonathan to Rosie to Rosemary in Canada. So all of you, I want you to hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute. But do you remember how excited we were at the beginning of 2020 and excited for 2020 to start? And 2020 is like a thriller. So how many of us would go back to 2019? Because 2020 had a rough start from the beginning, from the wildfires in Australia to the impeachment of Donald Trump, to the coronavirus, and we just, the 24th of March. So we're questioning how much we have to go through during this year. All these major problems that at the beginning of the year, so I know that you must be feeling so anxious about tomorrow, and that's normal. Is it healthy? It's not, because anxiety is something that overwhelms us. We start to feel so scared, so afraid of not knowing how to proceed and what's there for us in the next number of weeks or days or months. What are we supposed to do, and what are we supposed to expect? But you know what I mean? There's always a message beyond the crisis, and I'm going to go there, and I'm going to take your calls and share my opinion, my vision about what's going on here. But I want to tell you that nothing in the universe happens that's not meant to happen. So sometimes tragedy plays a role in making progress. Like, chaos is necessary for progress. And if you look at the history of humanity, we went through chaos during wars, during other viruses and other plagues. We went to difficult times with the collapse of the market, 1929. And this is going to look like the same situation, probably even worse, talking about money. What's interesting, if you understand a little bit the ancient teaching, if you understand that 2020, if you take the zeros away, because they actually don't exist, and you take 2-2, in the ancient teaching of Pythagoras, is a master number, but 2 and 2 equals 4. So we're in the year 4. And we have a president in the White House who's a 4. And 4 means money. So we're in the year of money. And we're in a karmic year 4, meaning what's going to be affected during this year, at the end of this entire process, is the money system, the financial system. And my anticipation is, and the way I see it, and I see it for over 20-something years, and all my books, I was looking through Holiness, Eternal Principles, Everyday Karma, Deconditioning, all my books, in almost every one of them, I talk about the collapse of the financial system to give birth to something else, the change of the belief system, the change of life on earth overall. In the next, so when I wrote my first book was in 1998, in the next 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, and that's exactly what's happening right now. Now, what's unfolding now might be tragic, but I think it's like an intervention for collectively to wake up. So if you have anxiety, we all do, Everybody has, the collective mind of the planet has anxiety. What's anxiety? It's something that is related to the function of the brain. It's considered a mental problem created by the flight and fight mechanism of the brain, having a lot to do with the neurotransmitters. When we release a lot of norepinephrine, adrenaline, epinephrine in the bloodstream, and we have that feeling of overwhelming a fear of the unknown, what's going to happen to us. And then our blood pressure goes to the roof, our heart starts to beat, and we feel nausea, and we have digestive problems. And my concern is that a lot of people who are actually perfectly fine, by witnessing this virus taking over, develop this problem that is very serious and is medical and is called severe anxiety syndrome, and that leaves a lot of a lot of problem long terms. You know, people develop all kinds of medical issues as a result of this. So we don't want to be a society in the future that is affected psychologically and mentally because of this, you know. And probably I suspect that more people can at the end of the day die because being scared and living in scarcity, they will develop a blood pressure or have strokes and other complications in their body as a result of the fear that takes control. So at the end of the day, the worst virus is fear. The worst virus is anxiety and not knowing what's going to happen to all of us, because we're always scared of the unknown. But the pandemic will not be the end of us. And to me, it's just the beginning of something else. In the scheme of things, this is the beginning of a new system. A system that is less broken, a system that is more fair for us all. So when we will overcome this crisis, we will collectively redefine the methods we employ in everyday life. And I'm going to give you an example. And I'm going to go back to my grandmother, who lived 103. And my grandmother never watched TV because never had a TV. My grandmother never had a cellular. My grandmother had no idea that a supermarket exists because she only grew her own food in the backyard of her house. She was self-sufficient, something that we, humanity, forgot to do. We depend on all kinds of markets, and when the market doesn't have what we need, we realize that we are lost and we don't know what to do. My grandmother had no idea the doctors exist. She never flew because she has never been on a flight on an airplane. She knew probably at some point in her life when she was very old that airplanes exist. She didn't vote. So what a life if we go back in time to a woman who lived 103 and she was perfectly healthy and she died of an old age without taking any medication versus the way we live today when you turn around in circles, running from one airplane to another to find ways to accumulate wealth, having millions of relationships and none of them work. Well, my grandmother had only one man in her life who actually died of a stroke because the communists took the land, and she spent another 50 years without him, you know, living by herself and accepting her fate. And she was so wise, that woman who had no idea how to write her name because she's never been to school. So she had no idea how to write. But then that was okay. She lived her life in peace, in acceptance. She believed, in a higher power. She believed that there is a higher dimension than there is God. And she was she had her own belief in her own religion. So I tell you, what a difference. If we go back in time, the way we used to live back then and the way we live right now, it's a world of a difference. But the world we were living in, it's a broken world in which 1% of the population leads this world. This world is controlled by 1% of us, and 1% have everything. And majority of the people struggle from paycheck to paycheck. Majority of the people have no health insurance. Majority of the people, cannot pay their bills, cannot pay their mortgage. And that 1%, they can do whatever they want. That 1%, they can create whatever virus they want to create, you know. So think a little bit, was this a fair world, you know? And I will tell you that this is the end of that era, the end of that world. And that end came overnight. And this people in position of power, they have no idea how to handle it. They just tell you, stay home. And what are you doing if you're staying home? Because staying home is also an opportunity for you to talk to yourself. It's an opportunity for you to heal yourself. It's an opportunity for you to live in the present and rethink. It's an opportunity to help other people, even if you don't see them face to face. It's an opportunity to acknowledge the oneness, the togetherness, the holiness, the totality of who we are. And it's an opportunity to see that there's a need of a new system, a world that is less dominated by money, a world in which the money in the number four energy, the financial world, the four level of creation, the money energy are going to crash, and you will see an incredible collapse of the economy. And you're going to say, well, that's a very bad thing. Well, probably not. Probably it's not a very bad thing. Probably something extraordinary can come out of it. Probably a better system will emerge. Probably we'll live in a cleaner, healthier, more balanced world in the near future. Probably we have to rethink our belief system, because any time in 2,000 years, you know, the system is shifting, is changing. Go back 2,000 years ago by the time of Jesus and realize that this is the era we are living in. An era in which is the Me Too movement. Women come back in power because we live under the energy of a two, which is a female energy. So a lot is happening for us right now that is beyond our comprehension. And the reason I'm doing this show is just to give you my take on it and also take your calls and see what is your opinion and how you handle it, how you handle all of this. Because we need to know how and what are the right action to implement, you know, that we can resurface better and stronger and more powerful than ever before, and understand that we, the 99% of the population, we are, you know, the world. We are the people, and not that 1%. So it's time, you know, to break apart, you know, those people on top of the pyramid and create a new distribution of power. Now, as I said, nothing happens that's not meant to happen. And tragedy play, as I said, a crucial role in making progress. I said chaos is necessary, but then a lot of good can come. And we need to revisit the system, you know. And the system is man-made. And system that is man-made, and I wrote a book called The 11 Principles, and I talk about the man-made laws versus these laws that are belonging to the divine, that belong to the creator, belong to a higher power, something that is above us. Those laws have no expiration. Those laws are not limited by space and time, and they are perfectly harmonious, and they survive time. Our man-made laws, they break and they fall apart. And many of the man-made laws, they actually cause a lot of pain and suffering. So there's a lot to talk. I can talk to you for hours and hours. I can go on and on and on in what I think is happening from now, because I believe that the good will come from a crisis, and this is an opportunity to change for the better. But we're afraid of change. You know, we are afraid to change because we are creatures of habits. We want to everything. We want to stay in the comfort zone. We love to be in the comfort zone. We're afraid of change. And We're afraid of something that we don't know, the unknown, how to proceed. And that's why this anxiety is happening, because we have no idea what's next and how to move forward from this. And problem is, we don't have leaders. We don't have leaders that are wise. You know, we need wisdom in this world. And we're missing that big time, absolutely, more than we imagine. Now, if you're stuck in a house, you know what I mean? This is a time for self-reflection. How can you self-reflect? You know, do some soul searching and see if you're at peace with everything that is happening to you. Make a little bit of a work within yourself to see if you have you ever forgiven everybody who hurt you? Do you accept yourself fully? Do you accept your flaws? Do you feel you need to heal? Because when you go inward, somebody said, well, this is Mother Earth sending us home to look what we have done and revisit what we have done and try to correct it. And that's so true. So we have to go back home, get stuck in a house, you know, and rethink if we are a piece of everything and one needs to be changed. And a lot needs to be changed. But when you will heal from this, you will act differently. You will respond to your fear, to your anger, to your aggression in a different way, with a different understanding. I also want all of you listening to live in the present, in the moment. It's important to understand the moment now. Don't live outside the time, because if you go outside time, this disempowers you. But when you live in the now, that gives you strength. When you in the present, you utilize the resources for you, like use exercises for anxiety. I want you to, and I'm going to give you an exercise. I don't know if I have time to go to a break, but I want you to plant your feet in the ground and listen to me and close your eyes and ground yourself. And I'm going to come back with this exercise, and then I'm going to take all of you, all this wonderful people waiting for me. I'll talk to you in a minute. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Home Time Radio. And what an amazing time we are living. How interesting, how fascinating, and how scary for a lot of people. But I want to tell you, please, please, don't be vulnerable to fear. Because, as I said, this is the worst virus. As we act on fear or desperation, we make mistakes. So please tame your emotions so that instead of reacting, you reflect on the effects of your actions. So write down your thoughts and make your decision after the fear has subsided. So if you become confident in your inner voice, you know what I mean? You'll become fearless. I want you to be fearless. And if you have a hard time doing it, I'm going to tell you to do this, to plant your feet into the ground right now as we speak. And please close your eyes and ground yourself. So engage your five senses and pay attention to what you feel, what you hear, what you taste, what you touch. So try to notice everything around you and inhale, you know, and exhale. So making you feel alive and affirm to yourself, I exist now, therefore I'm powerful. So access and unleash the power within you. I exist, I'm powerful, I'm not afraid. I will not be vulnerable to fear. I want you to do this. And immediately you regain your strength. Now, there's so many things I want to tell you in terms of the action that you need to take, how to redefine your beliefs, how to find your purpose, how to treat Earth like a family member. We've been so wrong in treating Mother Earth, you know. Our one false belief that humans are superior to other beings and that we need to control the world is absolutely false. We just simply disconnected from the Earth. That's why this is happening to us. We have to have a relationship with our planet because our relationship with Earth is dysfunctional, is one-side relationship. You know, this relationship usually don't end up well. So stop thinking of the Earth as some never-ending source of food and fuel because this is your home. Earth is part of you. Take care of it like it's your family. So the Earth was meant to provide for you everything you need, but it's only if you act, you know, in a healthy way towards Earth, and we did so much wrong. So we have to sustain our planet's well-being, and then, you know, everything will be okay. The more we hurt the Earth, the more we hurt ourselves with natural disasters and new diseases. Understand that you belong to Earth. Earth does not belong to you. So this is a big statement, please. Earth is something you belong to and Earth doesn't belong to you. So, and again, being more self-sufficient, like I told you the story with my grandmother, you know, don't rely on your local supermarket. You might tell, probably I'm going to live in an apartment. How am I going to do that? Find ways, you know, to have your piece of earth, your small land somewhere in the countryside. Try to, if you don't cannot afford it, buy it with somebody else. So there are always ways. Humanity is smart. We can find ways. Okay. I'm going to go now and see who's calling me. I have so many people, but I'm sorry. I couldn't stop talking. And I'm going to go to Pamela Hayes, my wonderful friend. Hi, Pam. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's wonderful to hear you, Carmen. I'm very thrilled to be able to hear and talk to you.
Oh, my God, Pam. Thank you so much for calling me. You, my friend, for 25 years. I can't thank you enough for being my friend for a lifetime. And me and you, we've been together to many, many, many things together, a lot of life experiences, and we've been evolving together and kept our beautiful friendship. And I want to tell you, do you have anything that you want to share with my listeners about what's happening in the world today? Do you have any questions for me?
The question that I have, Carmen, is, you know, New York is going through a particularly hard period right now, and because many people are coming down with the virus. But yet, you know, there are other people who have no symptoms, nothing, and you just stay inside. And I don't understand how that can be. I don't understand how there could be a whole group of people who
I will explain
blessed.
You what.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No. There are different strains of this virus. This virus has something that the medical field fails to explain people completely so that people completely understand. This virus has L strand, S strand. There's different forms. There's a very, very mild form that somebody has a very good immune system is not even gonna feel it. They might be contagious and without displaying any symptoms, but they can spread the virus without even knowing that they have it, and this is where it's dangerous. But if this is a mild form, that mild form is not dangerous. There is an S form of the coronavirus S, and that is the worst strand of virus. The S strand of virus goes straight into your lungs in the next 4 days, and without showing you initial symptoms other than all of a sudden your fever is 104 and you cannot breathe. But the moment you cannot breathe, your lungs are developing very, very fast fibrosis. So your lungs in a matter of days are going to collapse. And that this is those people who die fast suddenly at any age. So the statement that this only has something to do with older people is a false statement. Anybody can take this virus, actually, if it has that strand that goes straight into your lungs, then recovery is very slim. Even if you're the healthiest person and have really a very good immune system, I've seen and heard cases of young people in their 40s, never been sick, have fabulous health, who are almost dying or even died from this. I saw one on CNN the other day with 6 children, 4 years old, who died of this because she got that particular strand. So are there many cases in New York? Yes. Are they all carrying that strand? No. That's one of the reasons where you do see very few, in comparison with how many people sick they are or they have the virus, actually very few die because very few have that particular strand. Majority of them don't have the L strand, which is a very mild form. So this is about which one you take. So I personally think that the virus mutated. You know, I make an association, and I don't know how people are going to take it, but if you remember what happened in China when there was that revolt of a lot of people on the street, I personally believe this virus is man-made, is created, and was planted in China when that revolt happened. With the intention.
You mean in Hong Kong?
And in Hong Kong, in that part of the world. And from there it spread. You know what I mean? From there it went places. You know what I mean? There is also another component into it that is political. The fight between our president at the beginning of the year with China. So that didn't help us either. So then, you know what I mean? This virus went different parts of the world. We're good friends with Europe. It attacked first European. And another thing, they didn't quite realize how this is going to spread. They created it without realizing the implication of it. Behind this, there is another reason that they want us all to stay home is because we have no idea what's happening in the street. If we all locked in our homes, we don't know what's happening. We don't know what decision can be made. You know, we don't ever know whether this can lead to a completely new monetary system. And that's what's going to come out of it, because the economy is not going to survive this. We have to be realistic. Is this virus going to get better? Yes, in the next 2 months. Will it come again? Most likely during the fall. Do we have answers for the virus? Does that medication that treats malaria in combination with the Zithromax and antibiotic, that seems to be efficient? But we don't really know which strand is which. So when we test people, we don't test exactly the type of the virus, the form of the virus, the strand of the virus that they have. If it's one or the other, the virus mutated, you know, in many parts of the world, which happened in Italy. That's why so many people die there. Unfortunately, we see the same tendency happening in New York. And what can we do about it? We're very hopeless, you know, not knowing. And I do agree that in a way, staying away and this social distances is helping us prevent the virus to spread. But like to answer your question, I think I tried to make my point and explain to you the different types that exist, so that a lot of people may be going out there, they don't even get the virus, or they might have the virus with no symptoms, or they will just not even know that they had it. So, but some people will suddenly die, you know, and the reason is because there's this failure of the organs, and especially the lungs.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Carmen, and have a very happy birthday. I wish I could be there to help
tomorrow's
you celebrate.
You know what? You know, tomorrow, Pam, I'm having my birthday by myself with my cats and my dogs in my house. That's it.
Exactly.
That's my birthday.
But you know I want you to have a happy one.
I love you. I love you, Pam. You're the best. You're my wonderful cat. Stay healthy, Pam. You'll be fine.
I'm good.
And send my love to your daughter. And thank you so much for calling me.
Okay,
and now
then.
I'm going to go. I love you. I'm going to go to Patty in New York and then to Rosie in New York because I know that you guys in New York are more probably worried. So, hi, my Patty. How are you, my love?
I'm fine. How are you? Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's my first birthday, you know, on my own with nobody. You know what I mean? I told my kids, stay away from me. Don't bring me flowers. I don't need anything.
My mother became a United States citizen 20 years ago tomorrow, and my brother got married on the same day.
The day is that tomorrow is a religious day in Christianity is the day of the Immaculate Conception. So I was born the day we used to say that being born on that day is the day of being a visionary, like you're born to be a prophet in a way, you know, you prophesy something, you know. And I made predictions all my life since I was a child without understanding the impact that they make on people's lives. And some of them, you know, were very intense, very powerful. And my prediction here is that this world is about to change 180 degrees beyond our imagination. So, but it's a good change. But nothing comes without suffering. You know, to give birth to a child, you go through pain, through labor, through suffering. But then a beautiful human comes out of that. You understand? So we're giving birth. We're in the moment of giving birth, and that is painful. So do you have any specific questions for me?
Okay, let me say this quickly. I told you in the past, and I don't know if you remember, that I write in the book Why I Believe Retired Baseball Players is My Soulmate in a Past Life. So in 2004... before Valentine's Day, I had this suddenly urgency to update my baptism certificate, to get the updated baptism. And I didn't understand why.
That was a good idea.
Okay. At that time, I wasn't getting married at that time. So a year later, on Valentine's Day, that retired baseball player got married. So I said, oh, okay, I understand. I got to write this in the book because I already felt he was going to get married. That's why I had this feeling to do it. Then he got married in 2005, and he got divorced in 2010. And, and in 2018, in October 2018, my cousin's daughter got married. Right before her wedding, I had this feeling again that I have to update my baptism certificate. I said, why don't I understand? And the first thing that came to my head, I said, oh, bleep, he's getting married again. And he did.
And that's what happened. Yeah.
And in the beginning of January. And I'm figuring, how am I going to end this book? He got married. And it's like, this is not a type of book to write. But I'm still going to end up writing it.
Well, if you have, this book has to have a global message. I think you don't want to make it like it depends what type of a book you want to make out of it. Is this becoming a self-help book? You want to send the message to the book? You want to make it a novel? Then you have to create a different outcome. So it depends what type of a book you want. Think about, you have a time right now to think how, to think from somebody who reads your book, not from your perspective.
Anyway.
Become the reader. You become your own reader. And you think, okay, here I am. I just read somebody's book and I want to see how I feel about it. So
Right now I have to continue writing it because I think the ending is not there yet. I believe something just happened right after I read the book, I edited my book at the end of January. And I added this to my book.
Right.
All of a sudden, I have this urgency to update my baptism certificate. And I said, but he's married, right? Why am I have to do it? He's married. I don't need to do it. But something's
telling me. Yeah, but as you know, I'm going to tell you something. When somebody got married, divorced 5 years later, got married, divorced, this might happen again. So according to the law of karma, that is a universal law, the number one law of spirituality, something that happened keeps on happening. So,
he married his ex-wife. He married his ex-wife.
Well, he divorced her, no?
He was married before.
So he married this woman, divorced her, and went again and married her again.
Yes.
Well, chances are 99.9 he will divorce her again. So if you think, it's not that I want to sound negative or whatever. I'm just going by the laws, you know, by the laws of the universe. So most likely that is going to happen. Yeah.
Right. And that's why I have this urgency to update my baptism. Right. But you get this. Something was telling me not to do it now, to wait until June. I swear
wait,
to God.
Wait. If you have this feeling, then wait. Okay, my
right.
Patty, I have to go to my next call. I have so many people online, so I send you all my love,
quickly,
but do it this way.
You think he's going to get divorced in a year? Maybe that's why I have to
something
update.
Like that. Yeah, something like that. We'll talk again on the radio about this.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, my love. Love you, Patty. I'm going to go to Rosie in New York. Hi, my Rosie. Hi, Rosie. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, Rosie.
Hi.
Hi, my dear. Yeah. How are you? How are you coping with everything?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there, you know.
Good, good.
Started praying every day, pretty much.
Good.
So Carmen, I don't know if you remember, but about a month and a half ago, I had called you initially, and I let you know that I was downsized from my employer with severance.
Okay.
So I have been interviewing, but that came to a stop because there's a hiring freeze now about 10 days ago. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm concerned. When am I going to get a job? Is it going to set me back? I just don't know.
Well, the situation right now might put everything on hold to the month of May. So there's 6 weeks, 1 month and a half to wait. So I don't want you to panic. I want you to say there must be a reason for it. When I go back, it's going to be even better paid, you know.
Okay.
I'll be in a more in a more strong position. So if you take away your fear and don't feed into the fear, then you're going to be perfectly fine. But I absolutely believe that you will have your job. Make sure what you do with your finance, and that's something I advise everybody, try to invest. It's a time to buy. Time to buy properties, land, solid things. I talk to people about investing in solid things for years because this was supposed to happen. So I think instead of keeping money somewhere in a bank that you may wake up one day and have problems with having that money, it's better to have it invested in something. So think about that. But you will be perfectly fine and you will have a job, and that I'm not worried about.
Can you tell me a little bit about the job? Like, did I interview for it yet or no?
No, I don't think you interview. I think there will be a job where I picture a woman with short hair, brunette, in a kind of a yellow outfit, in a kind of a blue outfit, very professional. She has small earrings. I see how she looks. And this is somebody who will give you a great position, will believe in you. So not to be worried. The job that you meant to have, you will have. It's just a little bit of a wait because everything, the whole universe is on hold right now. So
take
time to take care of you, my love. Okay?
Yes.
All right,
true.
My love.
Thank you.
Okay,
love
sweetheart.
You, Carmen. Happy
I love
birthday.
You more. I love you.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You, my beautiful, baby, my sweetheart. I don't know if you go into a break. I'm going to ask my producer if we have a break right now, or I can go to Rosemary in Canada. Or we go into a break. So, Rosemary, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a second.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Hometime Radio with such an amazing topic, talking about what's happening in the world now and how to conquer a crisis. And, you know, learning the bigger lesson behind a crisis can give us power. So the sooner we take the right action, the sooner we come together, the sooner we understand our situation will become more stable. And I really believe that our future will be much more brighter. And you feel free to ask me your questions about this. And I'm going to go straight to Canada, to Rosemary, who's been waiting patiently for quite a long time. Hi, my lovely Rosemary. Thank you for calling me.
Yes,
I'm okay. Hi, my dear. I'm okay.
Good. So my question is, I'm trying to be fearless about having my cataracts removed this spring. And I'm wondering, in the midst of the coronavirus, will the surgery be delayed? And
when is the... I don't see your surgery right now. I see your surgery might be delayed a little bit. Not that, Rosemary, this will have something wrong with you or you'll get the virus or no. This is a matter of precaution. I really believe that every office, even a regular doctor's office, a dental office, everybody decides to work on Skype or online, and people are not going. It's like this decision of staying home comes true to doctors. So I, honest to God, don't see this happening right now. I tell you, when I see this happening, end of May, beginning of June, and you have to take a deep breath and tell yourself, why do I have to be delayed? Probably there's a bigger reason for this, and not to be upset and accept. Acceptance is wisdom. You know, when you accept in life things that are coming to you and you don't try to fight them, you know, and you go in alliance with whatever the universe is wanting you to work and accept, then you're fine. So I'm glad that you're asking. I'm glad that we're talking about it, because this is really going to make you feel like, you know what I mean? I'll control it better. Probably my surgery will get better, you know? And that's exactly what's gonna happen. I'll be more emotionally, mentally prepared for the surgery. It's gonna work amazing. Yeah. You will be so pleased. You will be so pleased. I want you to call me after it, because I think in a matter of 2-3 days, you will not believe how, you know what, that when you have a successful cataract surgery, we usually, they are successful in majority of cases, you know, the brain functions better, because immediately the cognitive perception is empowered. So medically speaking, your memory will improve, your perception of the physical world will improve. You look at the world with different eyes in a physical and metaphorical way. So I'm excited for you, because this is going to make a world of a difference in the way you see your world.
Wonderful. So the doctor I choose will be the right one?
Yeah, he's a very good doctor. He will do a good job. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for your time.
My Rosemary, I love you, and call me back after the surgery, please. I want to celebrate it with you. All right, my dear. Okay. I'm going to go to Juliana because she calls me from Europe, and then I'm going to go to, I think we lost Juliana. I'm going to go to Michelle in Texas. Hi, Michelle.
Uh-oh, did I lose you?
Michelle, hello? Is that you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, my lovely Michelle. How are you? How are you coping with everything?
Well, you know, I have a realistic amount of anxiety, and I also I just have a routine, and I stick with it, and I try to be prepared, and et cetera. But I'm really calling because my 85-year-old mom, right when this was starting to happen in my part of the country, in Texas, fell and broke her shoulder and ended up in the hospital.
Oh, my God, no.
She ended up in the hospital, and she's fine. She's out of the hospital. But
good.
She had her shoulder replaced, and ultimately I was faced with making the decision, do I stay put or do I go? And ultimately what I decided to do was to stay put in my home. And so,
you cannot afford to travel right now. You can't take a risk of going there. But you want to make sure that you communicate with her constantly and have somebody help her. Because at the end of the day, the support that you can give your mom is more psychological than physical. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. If you support her through a Skype or through a video chat or something in which she sees mm-hmm. you, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She will get that emotional support because that's what she needs right now. Your mom is going to be fine and you are going to be fine. But don't take any risk. So that decision of yours was the right decision.
Well,
you did, you absolutely did the right thing. Yeah.
Okay. So, and you just rattled that off really quick. Mom will be fine. So I could just let you
absolutely.
Know. Yeah.
Your mom will be perfectly fine. She's a very strong woman. She has years to live. You know what I mean? She went through a lot in this lifetime. She witnessed a lot of things in this lifetime, you know? And she built that strength. It's interesting how some people can build their strength by going through a hard time, you know. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and that applies to your mother, you know.
Okay, all right. She is very strong. It's very difficult mm-hmm. not to be there, you know, if it wasn't.
Oh, I totally agree, but try to be virtually there by being, if she knows how to use a FaceTime or something in which mm-hmm, you can mm-hmm. see her. Mm-hmm. And send your emotions, you know what I mean, through a phone mm-hmm. and something like that, that will equal seeing her in person, because you actually cannot be there, become a caretaker and helper in any other shape or form. So this would be the way of doing it.
All right. All right. I'll let you go with that. I appreciate your time a great deal. I love you. Happy birthday.
I love you, Michelle. And you
I'll
good?
You
again. Fine? Don't be afraid. And take some GABA, G-A-G-A, GABA. It's a neurotransmitter that allows people to stay calm in crisis. You know, it regulates the brain function. It regulates the rest of the hormones in the brain. I'm serious.
I know. You know, 'cause I know you're serious. I believe you.
I'm very serious on this because a lot of people manifest anxiety. They're not aware of it, and all of a sudden they wake up with palpitation, headaches, stomach ache, and sometimes very high blood pressure, because that's what anxiety will do to your body. And it's all from the brain, from the release of chemicals in the bloodstream. So taking GABA, and that I want everybody listening to take it, is something natural, but the benefits in a crisis are amazing to your brain. So I love you, my Michelle. Thank you so much for calling me.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, my dear. I'm going to go to Helena, and then I'm going to go to Jonathan. Please hold on the line. Hi, my Helena. How are you coping with everything, my dear?
I'm doing my best, like everybody else. You know, just trying to keep going minute by minute.
Okay.
So, good to hear your voice. Happy birthday.
Oh, I love you, my Helena.
So
promise me you're going to stay safe and not to worry about anything. Because I know you tend to worry. I don't want you to worry. It's easy to say and hard to do.
Yes. Well, you know, you were talking about everything being on hold, which is kind of obvious, but I wondered if you...
Yes. We cannot even ask for anything right now. All we can ask is have the wisdom to accept and accept the delay, accept to be put on hold, you know, and not to try to speed anything and let the natural process fall in place. That's the wisdom, you know. We're missing wisdom right now, you know. We don't have anybody to teach us a little bit of wisdom.
I know. I mean, do you see things maybe loosening up a little by May?
By the end of April, we're going to see an improvement. End of May, a huge improvement. Things will definitely try to go back to the so-called normality, though what's going to be very affected and hard to turn around, impossible to turn around, will be the economy and the financial system. You know, globally, the financial system will go to a big transformation. You know, we might even end up changing the idea of a dollar and euros and in the years ahead. In the years ahead, we might have only one currency all over the globe. So something major we're about to witness, something, I said this 20-something years ago, I said that Europe will have only one currency. And then when I saw 20 years later, euros all over Europe, I was amazed by the truth that came out of it. And I really believe that we're facing something global right now. And I don't know if it's happening in a year or in five, but in the next 10 years, the world will never be the way we know it today. It will be completely, completely different, especially when it comes to the foundation of this world, which is money, which was the root of all evil and caused us so much suffering at the end of the day. So that has to change so that we come into a more equilibrium, balanced, and more harmonious world. And as I said, in which the world doesn't belong to 1%, belongs to all of us, you know. So that is necessary so that we don't have, you know, so much struggle with the money. Like you relate to this, and a lot of people listening, they relate to their financial struggle.
Well, thank you. I mean, I hope I can make my move on schedule at the end of May.
You will make your move in time, and you're not going to believe how... the move will actually be better than you expect and way more, rewarding for you than you expect. So I really want you to work on, you know, eventually doing something creative with this message that you can internalize and translate it into a video, into something. And you have such a talent in doing something like this. You're such a fabulous producer. You can produce something out of it. Think, use your wisdom for something like this, you know, to materialize.
Yeah, I'm working on another project too
Yes, work on a project that, you know, emphasizes the world we are living in and the changes that come out of it. So
well,
I really believe that.
How we view the earth and other living beings, that's something I want
right.
to
That is brilliant because, you know what I mean? We have to come to the realization that this world belongs equally to all the living creatures, you know, and that's the beginning of the world started with 1 billion animals being killed. That was a message. Then the impeachment of a president, then, you know, a virus that can hit all of us. You know, what other messages do we need to understand, you know? The transformation that is necessary, and we need to be participants in this transformation. So I'm excited about this, and I think you're one of those people who can translate this in a documentary or something that you know how to do best. So I love you, Helena, and don't worry about anything. Just stay safe, okay, my love?
Love you too. You too, Carmen.
I love you more.
Thank you.
I love you more. And I don't know if I have a minute left for Jonathan in Florida. I left the man at the end of the show. Hi, Jonathan. How are you, my dear? Are you still with
me? Yeah, I'm still with you. I wanted to ask you two things. I recently heard someone tell me that they are going to help, that they have the ability to help me get my own cable channel. Okay?
Yeah, I believe that's going to happen.
Okay, so you think I'll be able to do that. Okay, now here's the next question. Last week, I called you on your anniversary, and you gave me an email that I could send to you to talk to you about about interviewing you on my show.
The okay.
The email that I have is SARAHROZEN.
No, the email is wrong. Is there a way I can text you the email or find another way to... you know what, I'm going to, yeah. I can text you. If you can, call me. You have my number. My number's everywhere on Facebook, everywhere. If you can, send me a text, and I'll text you the email of my assistant. So then that's where you're going to be on. We're going to be on the schedule.
No,
okay, my dear.
Is this the number that I text to?
This is the number that you text me. No, this is the number of the station. There is a number, go to Facebook on Carmen Jara, and the name is on the first page. So get that name that starts with 917.
I have the number.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Jonathan, I go to the end of the show. Please text me that. And everybody listening, again, you know, the biggest lesson behind a crisis will give us power. And we have to take the right action. We have to come together. We are in this together. So this illusion of separateness is falling apart, and at the end of the day, there's no such things as me or we, only we, you know. So it's time to accept this reality. And we must probably become less greedy and more giving. That's the lesson. I do believe that this virus is so contagious, but reminding us, you know, that we are not going to live separate lives anymore, because we are one. I'm Carmen Jara on Om Time Radio. And be safe, stay healthy, and don't be afraid. I send you all my love, and God bless all of you.